Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it. Hello, mate.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Watched the England game, which I was actually quite impressed by them. They played a really good game. I thought they were going to go 1-0 up and then go into defence mode and then concede about 2 goals. But we actually did okay.
Yeah, I thought that. Well, the bit I watched in the first half before I boozily fell asleep. I woke up and it was like 10 o'clock and I was like, ah, crap, I've missed the second half.
It happens.
Yeah, especially as you're getting old. I did a long run yesterday morning. That's what I'm blaming it for. I did 14K yesterday morning and I was just knackered all day. So we're going to listen to some demos today. We're going to do it straight from the Discord, like we always do on a Monday. What are you looking for in a demo? What do you kind of look for musically? And what is the label signing for the moment?
Something interesting, exciting. I try not to get too bogged down into genres or subgenres. So a lot of tech house, deep tech, minimal stuff we're signing at the moment. But anything that just has a good energy, that is just a dance floor banger. So. Yeah, I try not to get too bogged down in how it sounds, just more how it feels and the energy that the track has.
Okay, sick. This is going to be fun. We've had lots of good music recently from our Discord members, and the demo streams we've been doing on a Monday, everyone's been leveling up recently, so I'm excited to see what comes today.
Nice.
Right. I want to get cracking because I know there's tons in there. And we can kind of talk around we listen to the track, talk about it, and then we can, anything you want to, we'll talk about, we can kind of go through as we're going along and just, I'm conscious that there's your time, but also the amount that people, there's loads of people have been submitting. So let's jump in there. Here we go. Right. Are you ready? First ones. Oh, yeah, Steve. Also, if you like them, we have two kind of sound effects, which you can call for if you think they're good. So if you kind of, it's good. You get the right. We can give them the rave horn, which sounds a bit like this. If you absolutely love it, then we give it the Hulk smash, because I'm a big Hulk fan, so we give it the Hulk smash.
Hulk smash!
Nice.
Okay.
What about if I hate it? You got something
I mean, yeah, I've got a. or I've got this one.
Oh, that's good. Classic.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Okay. So let's get the first one. This is Sprenna, Hit and Back. Okay. I'm going to play. For Steve to come back in. You ready? Are you ready?
Cool. Yeah, that was sick. That was really, really nice. Bouncy, drums are energetic. I really like that. I'd love to try and play that out as well. See how it sounds in the club.
Yeah.
For a first record to hear, that was really, really strong. I really like that.
So, yeah, I was loving it.
Yes, Brenna, we'll have to reach out and get your details and keep in touch and see what we can do on that, because that was a really cool track.
Should we give it a Hulk?
Definitely. Let's give it a Hulk.
Let's give it a Hulk. That's wicked. What a great start to the show. Well done, Sprinter. That was sick. I really enjoyed it. Really great bounce. Okay, next up, Jack Wood. Let's do this. Go. What do you think of that in the chat? There's some nice comments. Nice for switch up on the vocals. It's Coinsy. Rob gets a little repetitive at that point. I think you. I know where this was. You were talking about around here. James Stark, too loud on the brass. Yeah, your brass. You're too loud. Lost like I wasn't keen on the over on the big synth.
I like that. Yeah. That was really nice. Drums were solid. Really, really thick. Bass line was nice. Groove was really nice. I wasn't the biggest fan of those synths. I think those have been a bit overplayed, and I think possibly you could do something that would be a lot cooler, that would make the track stand out a lot more. But in terms of all the elements that were in there, sounded really, really cool.
Where are you on the kind of vocal thing? Obviously, it's a JX Son of a Gun, I guess, re-sing, because it didn't sound maybe like JX.
Yeah, I like the idea. I thought it was cool. Someone said the vocal sounded a bit overplayed or too repetitive. And I guess at points maybe you could be a little bit more sparing with that vocal and give it a bit more of a moment, rather than it being through the entire track. But the idea and concept is definitely cool. I think a little bit more work on it and it could sound really strong.
Would you sign things like that where it's sampled? Because you're going to have to get cleared, or would you? Is that sort of thing? Do you do that or you do what?
We've done a few bits where we've replayed them for sure, yeah. Because I mean, if it's done well and the vocals resang really well, then the track can be really stand up, you know.
That's cool. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. That's cool. Hope if Jack's watching, that's cool. Good work, Jack.
Nice.
Okay, Coinsy Greece. Coinsy's making some fun music. We've got some music signed from Coinsy on my label 63B. So I'm excited to see what he's made now. Let's play this.
Yeah, that was hard. Beat was really, really nice. I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure about that sample. I think there could be something like a little bit more interesting in there. But the beat itself is wicked. Really, really, really good.
Someone said about the trumpets being a little bit off as well. And then Coinsy said, yeah, they could be.
Might be in the best key. There might be a better key that sample that could be in that would just sound and transition better. It definitely sounded harmonically a little bit off.
It's really got that he's really got that kind of old style switch herve kind of fidgety house sound going in a kind of newer vibe, which is lush.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that cool. Track, well, I'd be interested in connecting with Quincy as well, speaking to him.
Yeah, he's doing some good stuff. We got a whole, we already put an EP out on 63, and then we've got two more coming, which he sent loads from these demo streams, and we love loads of it. So yeah, he's good. He's making some great music.
Sick. I was going to say we've got a label called Cuts as well. So we've got Stashed and then we've got Stash Cuts, and that does loads of minimal stuff and more of the deep tech stuff. And we've had some really sick releases on that label and loads coming as well. So that track could fit really, really nicely on that label.
That's cool. Wicked. Okay. Yeah, let's connect you up. This is wicked. Steve is too generous today. Wow, amazing. Let's get it. Right. Jason Busteed, this, that. Let's go for this. What do you think of that, Liz D?
Nice. You know what? Like, the track's really nice. It sounds like it's very polite, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like a lot of the elements could be almost like a lot harder. Like, the kick could be a lot bigger. Maybe a hi-hat in there that's a bit more aggressive. It just sounds a bit polite and held back, and I feel like a lot of the elements could be a lot more driving, and even the bass line, it's a really nice melody and groove, but it sounds like it could be hitting a lot harder. Does that make sense?
Yeah, make your track swear.
A beefy reference track could definitely help. Just get, I feel like it could have like a massive kick in there.
Agreed. I like the kind of, someone said they like the little synth, Fat Supplier said she liked the little nice synthy loop there. I agree, I like that as well.
They could have a bit of side chaining as well to give them some energy as well, just to make them pump. I love that comment, just run it through the decapitator. That has helped, definitely, man.
Vocal was cool too, just needs some extra sauce in there and some energy.
Yeah, agreed.
Loving all these comments. Yeah, keep them coming in. That's great. Get involved. Okay, next one. Simeon Orbis. It's the way things ought to be.
Yeah, that was nice. That sounded like it was all made on outboard analog equipment. So it sounded like it was made with a drum machine and some other outboard gear.
You reckon? How can you tell? I'm interested.
Just by the samples, the sounds, it sounded like the Korg, the Minilog outboard bits. Yeah, it's very NPC-ish, like very old school analog. Sounded nice. Gave me a kind of Maceo Plex kind of vibe.
Yeah, nice. What do you think about in the chat? Let us know. I think there's some nice comments in the chat. What are they saying? Some top loops and percussion would help. That Can You Dig It needs clearing, maybe, possibly.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Sounds like a rock whip, but nothing wrong with that. It's got some good potential and some lovely sounds. Agreed. And the top bass sounded, it feels a bit early in stages. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like a whip. Deep housey. Yes, agreed. Okay.
I'd be really interested to know if it was, if he is analog based.
Yeah, let's see if he's right. Simeon, when you watch this back, let me know in the Discord or let me know on Messenger, and then we can. I'd love to know. I'd love to know if Steve is right. Yeah, let's see if you're right. I'm excited to see if that happens.
Yeah, same.
I'll be like, how the fuck did he know that? That's cool. Have you used that stuff yourself? Is that why?
Yeah, I have. I have, and a good friend of mine has got a mad setup with a lot of analog outboard equipment.
Right.
And a lot of drums and sounds that came from that project and those bass lines, they reminded me of that. So and even just his drums and the way they were and the patterns just sounded very NPC-ish.
Right, gotcha. That's very cool. That's very cool. Okay. Right, from that one, which is more slower and kind of deepy, and to this one, which is MXL Rock to Party, and this is probably going to be thumping in a good kind of house way. Let's nice. Try this out. There we go. There we go. Nice chats. Robo says, I like it, but needs some more arrangement. He also said that MXL definitely has his own sound now. Yeah, I agree. MXL's killing it with it. He's got his own sound. You definitely know it's his tracks from listening to loads of his, which is great.
I thought that was really cool. I think definitely the guy's got his own sound. Really nice combination. Drums are sick, really energetic. Sample was really cool as well. Yeah, he's got a really good sound, and I think if he just carries on working on tracks, he'll definitely be hitting some big stuff, man.
Yeah, I think he does. I think the vocal is his own vocal, because I know from previous conversations he does his own kind of makes his own vocals.
Yeah, very unique.
Again, yeah, we've released a couple from him, and we've got another couple coming. So, yeah, and he's signing some nice stuff. He's making some nice, interesting music with different vibe to it, which is good.
Yeah, for sure.
Vapor Crew says, big thing I noticed was the transient on the pluck during the last section gets a bit peaky when the layers with the kick, but the track was solid overall. Dig that. Ah, thanks for that comment. Welcome into our stream. So if you're just joining us, it's me, Graham Farmer, and I'm joined by DJ SKT, and we're doing demos from the Discord. We've had some great ones already. What are you thinking about the overall standard so far?
Mate, levels are really, really high. I was a bit hesitant as to what I was going to expect, but yeah, there's been some really, really cool tracks, man. Really good stuff.
Right, yeah, we're gonna and there's likes a couple already, which is great. Perfect. Right, next up, Kesh. How you doing, Kesh? Let's listen to this demo. It's called Haunted by Him. There we go. Some nice comments on that as well. YF12, good though. Those piano chords are definitely very nice. Fourth Dimension is liking this one. It's the third I've caught here today, but my favourite so far. Like the 90s vibes, and but 22 fresh vocal. Yeah, cool. What did you think, matey?
Sorry, I'm still listening to that. Really, really nice. Felt like really authentic. So Kesha's definitely been through the whole UK garage era and time. he's brought that into this for sure. Really, really nice. So. All the sounds mix was really good. I couldn't tell where that vocal was from, and usually I feel like I can spot a sample, but that one escaped me. But a really good use of vocal sample. Love the chords around it. It's real, real nice.
Should we get the waveform?
Let's do it.
Felt like I deserved one.
Oh, for sure.
Athos DJ, you can put the. So basically, if you want to share, go to the Discord. In the stream chat section, there's a demos 512, which is the 5th of the 12th today, and then you'll see it. You'll see it there. We're working down the list, and there's flipping loads, so we might get you, might not. But keep an eye. We do demo streams every Mondays. Sometimes we have guests like today. SKT, thank you for doing this, by the way, mate. It's been great fun so far.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, it's been really good.
And sometimes it's myself, my assistant Lars. And every Monday we do it. Right, Skeleton Keys and his hairy knees. Let's go for this. That's cool. I enjoyed that. Some people are loving the lead bass. Needs more weight for me. Mixdown could do some changes. Rob Weiss didn't like it. Others did like it. That string is very nice. Are you back, Steve?
I'm here.
Yay!
I really liked that there were a lot of different elements and influences in that. Like there was parts that felt very like 2010 kind of Ibiza-esque, but then there was a lot of new elements. There was a lot going on as well, like the strings, piano, bass. The vocal, I felt, didn't work with the track. Like the vocal felt very dark, and the whole track felt quite uplifting at times, and then there was like this contrast between the vocal kind of pulling it the other direction. I think it just needs a little bit more refinement, and maybe some form of vocal that maybe lifts the track a bit as well. But yeah, in terms of production and stuff, really good. Technically, the mix sounded pretty cool. So yeah, not bad.
That's cool. Well, that's Skeleton Keys. That was fun. I enjoyed it. Right. Next up, what he says, that was pretty nice. So, Source Boss. Fair comments. Stuff can be changed. Cool. Okay. And great ideas. Wicked.
Yeah, keep me updated on that.
Source says, show us around the studio, SKT.
You know what? My camera just died, but... I mean, I'm on my laptop, but I can't.
Should we
really
just see if I can? Should I just see if I can? If I go back to interview mode, then you get a bit wider. I know you don't.
Can you make it wide?
Just
the whole screen. Unfortunately, my Mac's running into about a million different things, but you can get an idea, at least.
Oh, push me.
And then on the other side, I'm using Logic. I've got my Apollo UAD bits, my machine, and I got a Roland DG101 just here as well. And I did have some cork bits as well. I don't know where they've gone though. They're somewhere. But yeah, that's unfortunately I can't give you a full tour, but that I have to do for now.
Thanks, dude. Someone says, bothers me that foam bit's slightly tilted on the door.
Oh, I know. That does my head in as well. I feel exactly the same way.
Oh, that's funny. The noise dampeners are lovely. Oh, my. That's okay, so, let's get back.
I was going to say, I've got this room custom built by GIK Acoustics over in Berlin. So shout out to them. They did a really good job.
If you've got any questions for Steve, drop them in the chat, and because we'll ask him as we're going through, because you can see the chat as well, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've got any questions, just drop them in the chat, and I'm sure he'll be up for answering as well. Well, good numbers. So where are we up to? What's your what flavour of vape have you got?
This is apple. Have I got the flavour on me? No, I haven't. It's it's apple, and it's 1.6, 1.8 nicotine, so it is quite strong, to be fair. But I used to smoke like 40 cigarettes a day, which is crazy now. Yeah. So this has been really good for me in terms of actually getting off cigarettes.
That's cool. Apple Mac, Apple Vape, Apple Life.
Literally.
That's funny. Cool. Okay, right. This is DJ Chavez. Saw a couple of Latin tracks on Stash Label, so I believe it's his new Mayfit. Okay. Funny stuff. Couldn't find a Spanish vocal singer, so I decided to record myself and pitch my voice up. Okay. This is going to be fun. Excited to hear what he's done with his voice.
Same.
Let's do this.
That's really cool. I'm just reading or trying to keep up with the chat, and
yeah, me too. It's going mental. Great comments, gang.
Yeah, someone was mentioning about the trumpets. Did Chavez play the trumpets, or have you got some players in the chat?
So basically, Harvest just revealed he's been in our chat for like 18 months. He's just finally revealed that he was a trumpet player. And then obviously all the chat's going, shit, I want your trumpets.
I was just literally saying that. I was just literally thinking that. But that trumpet's really, really cool. I think, like, I saw some stuff about the percussion. All the percussion elements were quite harsh and quite in your face and very just... I think they could be chilled out a little bit, maybe panned left and right in the mix just so they're not so... up front in the track, maybe not as much percussion as well, just take some of it out just to make it a bit more groovy. Bassline was cool. I think that could be even more groovier, so I think there could be a couple more notes in there just rhythmically to make it even nicer. But the whole idea and the vocal was really cool as well. I definitely want this guy to play some trumpets on some of my beats.
Okay, so Harvest. There you go, Harvest. Link up afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. Play some trumpet.
We need a jazz flute too.
Someone just called me BB's brother as well.
That's funny. Okay, James Stark. Here we go. Wow, that was cool. I enjoyed that. That was groovy. And a kind of old school Rhythmmasters filter. It was nice.
Really nice. What I love as well is that all the comments in the chat as well are really, really constructive and are really insightful as well.
Yeah, it's lovely community, haven't we? We've got in our Twitch chat now. It's really cool and really in our Discord as well. It's great. I love the community we've built now. What did you think of this one?
Yeah, sick. Solid track. I'd definitely be interested in looking at this for Stash, then I'd love to play it out as well. So I'd love to grab a copy of this.
Yay! Let's give that a Hulk then.
Hulk! Smash!
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. Everyone's loving it. Cool, wicked. Yeah, so are there downloads actually on? So if you can get in the Discord today, you can grab it from there. Well, you're in there, so you can grab it. Right, this is Lousa. There we go. I feel like I went places with that record. I was getting zoned into it. I was like, fully like, where's it taking me next? Fat Supply says a chord change would definitely add something. I want this double chord change. This is proper dope. Lovely ARP synth.
Yeah, production melodies really, really nice. At places, it felt a little bit empty. Like, I think it could do with some big white noise and some sweeps and some atmospheres just to really build up those breaks in the track, and then to kind of swoop back in into the groove and the main kind of meat of the track. But I think just those transitions, there was parts where the track's really, really sick, but maybe it just lost me or it didn't keep my attention all the way through. So yeah, I think some cool effects and transitions almost give it a bit of drama. It felt like that's what it needs.
Nice. That's cool. Great tips.
Overall, really sick.
Right, this is Merkit. He's done some of your. What does he say earlier? I was chatting to him earlier. He said, "Oh, he's done some of your studio tours courses."
Okay. Oh, wicked! I did a Fader Pro one with Tool Room earlier this year.
Yeah, so he's done this one. So
sick.
Cool. Let's play this then. Merk It in Love. That was really bloody cool. I like the comments in there. Someone's saying, whoa, I like the comments saying someone, this needs a vocal. Get the Melody Men on it. That's an even greater idea. That would be great, a vocal. I feel like I'll give that a waveform because it was really big.
Yeah, that was solid. I thought that was really, really cool. Definitely could do with a vocal. I feel like it can't be overdone, though, like almost like a few phrases. Do you know what I mean? Like one or two lines could really tie that together really, really, really nicely. But my only thing would be don't overdo it with a vocal. Like maybe a couple of phrases and that's it. It doesn't need too much. But yeah, altogether, that could sound massive.
Yeah, it's really, the piano is amazing.
Yeah, really nice. And the way the piano and the bass bounced off each other was really nice, rhythmically and melodically as well.
Nice. So you did your course. It sounds great. So
yeah.
He's in the chat, Wicked. Fat Supply. Hey. So this is a whip. Wicked. Not mixed properly down, but okay, let's jump in and play. There you go. That was flipping superb. That can have all the rave ones and everything.
That was insane.
Yeah. I think we give it the Hulk as well. Hulk! Smash! Let's give it a smasher.
We actually had a release from Fat Supply before on the label, and that was sounding incredible. So I'd definitely love to do something with that.
Yay! That was sick.
Energy. Also, someone said in the chat as well, they said, that's a good reference for the type of vocal for the previous track, the piano track. And I think that's definitely in the ballpark of like in and out with the vocal, a couple of really hooky lines, maybe something a bit more singy rather than phrasey. But yeah, that was insane.
Fat Supply says, let's do it. I'm down. Yay. Yeah, we got signed. Yeah. Buzzing. Love it. This is amazing. Cool. That was great. Right, Will Mack. Let's listen to this. I'm excited to hear Will Mack's music all the time. He's making some great music. Let's do this. There we go. That was Will Mack. Loz says the idea has been used recently and getting rinsed on Capital Dance. Unless it's a version you've been hammering yours version.
I want to hear the other version, actually, because that was insane. I don't think anyone can beat that version.
That's sick, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, really sick. Definitely want to sign that.
Will Max makes amazing music, mate. You should definitely listen to a lot more of his because he's really good, making great music. He submits to us all the time and he's making, like, I think he's going to be a superstar. And I say it a lot, often on the streams that I can't wait to see in 2 years' time or something where he's like playing big festival sets and we're like, he was one of us originally.
Yeah. It's amazing when, like, even with Stash, like, some of the artists that we've released on the label, like, over the years include, like, Frankie Wah, Space Jump, who's doing really well, Joshua, Martin Badar, like, so many names that, you know, we discovered just like this or just from demos that have gone on to release on, like, and do incredibly well, you know?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I think Will's on that trajectory from all the stuff that he submits all the time. Like, right, next up, Sean Jackson. He's been submitting some great music as well. He said he listened to 5 hours of Stash music and watched loads of your live streams to try and get the right demo for this. So good effort, pre-effort. Love it.
By the way, anyone can hit me up via Insta as well is probably the best place, at DJSKT.
Cool. We've been dropping it in the chat the whole way through, so...
Sick.
Yeah. That was great, man. Right, let's listen to this.
1, 2, 3, come on!
There we go. That was so sick.
That was really nice. Yeah. It had like quite a old, almost like an old school electro feel to it as well, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah. I love that. I love that period of the time in dance music as well. So yeah. Let's give it a peel, peel, peel. What do you say? What do you think about that one?
Yeah, loved it. Really, really strong. Groove was really, really nice. Production was on point. Really good track. Solid track, man.
Nice. Yeah, really good. Okay, where are we up to now? I've always liked the synth sound. That's kind of why I got into stuff in the 80s and 90s. That's cool. Rob Weiss said the last few demo sessions have been fire. They have. We've had some great submissions the last few demo sessions. They've been wicked. Right, Dan Hayes. Samba Love.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. we go. I enjoyed that. I like the acid. And it had a good little cowbell, didn't it? A little...
Yeah, that's sick. Really, really nice track.
Great little squelch on it.
Yeah, so you got the drumsticks out. Good sign.
We have a little cowbell. Someone sent us, MXL sent us a cowbell. So we have a little... But I'm, nice. I'm not allowed to touch the drumstick too much because one time I was sitting in like this and I smacked myself in the head with it. So I kind of fiddle with it too much, you know. I'm like sitting there going, like I'll just sit here like playing with it, and then I went bash and smacked myself in the face. So now I'm like, now I have to put it down and leave it alone.
Right.
Yeah. What did you think of that one?
Yeah, really nice. Mix could do with a little bit of work, but overall, like solids.
Yeah, he's making some interesting music, and I like what he was doing. That it sounded good. There was a question in the chat. What was it saying? I'll just scroll up. It said, quick question, how do you get all your tracks to a good level for demo A&Rs in terms of overall loudness?
For me, that just comes down to the master and also the mix. Try and get the mix to sound as smooth as possible, and so that your levels aren't jumping around too much. That's going to make a big difference when it comes to actually mastering, compressing, and getting that extra couple of dB out of the track. So mix, I'd say, is the key to that. And then just refinement and keep on working and working and working on the track until it feels really, really good as well.
That's really cool. Rob says, I'm struggling even after 3 years of making house music, and I've in total been producing 8 years. Okay, cool. My brother says, how do you find the Secret Labs chairs? Are they worth a dollar?
You know what? I bought this at the beginning of lockdown. To be fair, I really like it. It's not, to be honest, it's not the most comfortablest of chairs. So my old studio chair was like a sofa, so I could really kind of just relax back into it. This, I feel like it keeps me a bit more alert, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I like the alertness when you're coming to it, because sometimes you slouch back into it and you're like, and then I'm like, shit, I need to sit back up, sit up straight.
Yeah, yeah, so this keeps me alert in a way.
Yes, I hear that one definitely when it comes to chairs. Know your EQing well, what frequencies need to adjust, listen to it carefully, and any clashes. FabFilter Pro Q has a thing that shows you if you have too much clashing. Well, that is a great, thank you. I love all these comments today. Help each other out, which is wicked. Love it.
Yeah, really cool.
Okay, Rush, how long we got there? We got what time you need to leave? 3-ish?
Yeah, just after 3. I need to take my dog for a walk. Otherwise,
okay, he's gonna should be we try and get angry. In t- should we try and get down to Rob's 4 more if we squeeze him? Yeah,
cool. Yeah.
Cool. Rush B's got a track out on 63B, which came out on Friday. So if you've not grabbed that yet, please go and do it. I'll drop it in the link in the chat afterwards. It's called After Party. This is a new one from him for the demo stream. So let's listen to this. Go, that was sick. Someone said or was it J Dubs said it passed the kick test. Did pass the kick test, you're right.
Okay, passed the kick test. I quite like the kick.
Thank you.
What's a kick test?
So basically I said this thing on a stream.
Okay, passed the kick test. I quite like the kick.
And then MXL basically made it into a track. Which we released last year, and it's had nearly 100,000 streams across all platforms, which is utterly ridiculous. They basically made a track out of my voice. Darius then started playing it across all of his sets across the whole summer. So there's this track that's going around. I'll send it to you after. You can have a listen to it. It's fucking hilarious. But now we're like, does it pass the kick test? And if it's like a boom, 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 then we've still got the button for does it pass? And yes, it does. Thank you.
Really nice, yeah. Man. Bass, drums sounded really clean, really fresh. Maybe there could be a bit more variation with the track. It seems to get a little bit monotonous at points. And I'd like to hear more of a break or something just to take it somewhere else. Maybe like have two different sections with your vocals and synths doing two different things. That you kind of jump from one to the other. But overall, yeah, solid, man. Really, really good.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, hey, that's a similar kind of kick to with the one we've released on 63. And I love that little. I love what you're saying. Yeah. What the fuck? Twitch was having a meltdown there. Kept booting me out. Oh, sorry, surround sound. Right, next one up. Let's try and get through these. Quartz, Le Berg, keep on. Wow, that's super interesting. I love those sounds. Gritty as fuck. Steve's out back here. Is he still vibing away to it?
Yeah, that was really cool. A lot of different influences in there, which made the track really, really interesting. Love the kind of old soulful R&B-esque sample in there, and the contrast between that and the real dark, gritty bass line is really, really cool. I think it needs a little bit more work, but like the idea and the vibe of the track is definitely there.
Yeah, is that something you'd sign, or do you just think you'd play it? Like,
I think with a bit more work, it's playable for sure. There's enough energy in the track, very unique as well, which I love.
Yeah, I did as well. I did. It's sort of like that electro kind of sound we were talking about earlier. It's definitely in there.
Even like the early, like DJ Champion and like some of that old kind of garagey stuff as it started going really basslinely. Yeah, really, really interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I can see Shermanology playing this too. Yeah, I think you could as well. Yeah, you're right. Right, we've got two more. And then I will. Then let's see go and walk his dog. thanks for doing this today, mate. But you're obviously now in the Discord, so there's loads more in there. If you want to, you can obviously have a little flick through it. If there's any you like, then you can just message me.
I'll go through. I'm not the best with Discord, but I will try and work it out.
Okay. Okay, let's listen to this. Let's pretend. This is by Les Pretend. Okay, cool. Okay, that was really cool. I agree with everyone that's saying about the vocal. I really like the track, but the vocal has definitely been overused. Even wasn't it in the same vocal as in a track earlier. But yeah, I enjoyed that. I like that break as well. That's nice. Is Steve back in?
Yeah, really cool track. Solid. Yes. I love the vocal sample, the way that played off the bass line and just kept the track moving rhythmically was really, really nice. Added a lot to it. Yeah, really solid track. I'd love to play that out.
Wicked. Yeah, let's get it down. Wicked. Oh, you like the vocal? That's cool.
I liked it. Yeah, I've heard it a few times, but I think this was done quite well and tastefully.
Okay.
So it didn't bug me.
Let's give that a Hulk then. I'm gonna play it. Hulk! Smash! Well done, guys. That's sick. Okay, last one. And then we'll let you go, Steve. Thank you so much for doing this again. It's been great fun.
No worries. I'm really surprised that the levels in here have been nuts.
Yeah, it's been good, isn't it?
Yeah, insane. These are better than like a lot of the demos that we get through email and randomly as well. So yeah, sick stuff, man.
Yeah, for our two labels, we've signed literally all of the next 6 months' music from either our demo streams or from Discord, or from our course members. So like, I'm so pleased with it's so good quality in our Discord and for our demo streams, which is wicked. Right, last one, Rob Fires. Really, he's been pretty active, so let's get him in playing. Wrong button. There we go.
That was really cool, really strong.
Yeah.
Really beefy, loads of energy, driving. The only thing I would say is that it would be really cool to hear a section maybe without that sample, just to let the track groove and roll, just to give you a minute, a bit of a breather, and then bang, back in with that sample. That's my only feedback on that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really good use of sample as well.
Yeah, I agree. I was really, really drove as well. Nice. Wicked. What have you got coming up, Steve?
Loads, man. Just working on loads of music, loads of exciting new releases for next year. Been really busy on the DJing front as well. So I've got Joshua Brooks in Manchester on the 26th. Alongside some really good people. And then New Year's Day, I'm doing... Coco in Camden for Love Juice, which should be
sick.
Well, yeah, so
that'll be fun.
Yeah, come down if you haven't got much going on, if you're still alive on New Year's Day.
do you know what? I've got my daughter for New Year's Eve, so we are doing very little on New Year's Eve. So we are actually partying New Year's Day. So
sick.
So well, I'll message you.
Come down if you're about. Yeah, for sure.
Loss is free. Loss wants to come down.
I'm expecting a nice stew as well.
Yeah. Where you're above, you're in Birmingham, aren't you? Because I come to... Are you in Birmingham?
I'm London.
Oh, you're London. Okay. I'll bring the stew. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for doing this, mate. It's been... Thank you for your time and thank you for those... I'm so glad we got someone signed with you. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, some really good bits there. And yeah, maybe we'll do it again in early next year or something.
Let's do it. I'm down, man. This has been fun and I'm glad and it's been really helpful. And I'm glad you're so happy with the quality of the demos in the Discord. It's been wicked.
Really sick stuff.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for being here.
No worries at all. Thanks for the invite. And thank you to everyone that's sent demos in as well. Some really sick stuff.
let us know when they get released or coming to get released, because we can support them as well from a EC point of view. It'd be good to kind of fool the whole circle of it. It'd be quite cool.
Yeah, for sure.